All right, we are going to continue today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availability, and we are joined now by the driver of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota, and that is Martin Truex Jr. Martin, best finish here is fifth, and you did that twice. Just came off the track for first and final practice. How's it out there? Could you learn anything from practice here, or and what's your outlook for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, we only ran a handful of laps, just made a Q run, and then just checking travels and make sure everything feels somewhat normal. I feel like when we come here, it's always everybody says you kind of got what you got, and it's hard to really learn a whole lot about your car in practice. So we didn't make many laps, but everything felt normal and fine, and get ready to qualify this afternoon and go to sleep tonight and pray for some good luck tomorrow.
All right, we'll open up to questions. We'll start over here with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on that NPR. And we know you came in here just to tell us what your plans are for next year, so go ahead and enlighten us about that.
I have plans. I'll be racing.
Looking ahead to I know you got to get through Talladega, but looking ahead to next week with Kansas and that being a cutoff race, what are your thoughts on that race and how this has kind of shaped up?
You know, I think still too early to tell, but you know, I'd say for us, no matter what the situation we get, we find ourselves in leaving here, I feel good about going to Kansas and being able to run strong and potentially have a shot at winning that race. It's been a really good track for us over the years. Undoubtedly one of our best as far as getting results and being able to lead laps and run up front. So definitely looking forward to that next week. And, hopefully we'll go in there in good shape. But, like I said, I feel good about that place. And really the rest of the schedule in general, some really good tracks for us coming up. And, this is really the last big question mark for us and wild card. So, man, this place is – I like racing here. It's a lot of fun. I just it's been rough on me over the years. I've tried every possible different approach. I've been crashed here, running side-by-side with the leader. I've rode around in the back trying to stay out of a wreck and got and ended up in it. So just one of those places where I haven't been able to kind of unlock the magic code or whatever, but hopefully tomorrow that changes.
Any more questions? We'll start go to Matt here and then up to Dustin.
Matt Weaver with AutoWeek over here. This is probably a question better suited for Cole, but just based on the time that you spend with your guys and Cole, what is the general mood, the optimism, given that the team is going to disband, but people say, well, they really can't contend for a championship because they're in a lame duck type situation. What would you say to that, and what do you see out of your guys?
Well, I think that I say they don't know what they're talking about because they haven't spent any time around our guys and seen the passion they have for what we do. And, the same thing that's gotten us here to where we are as a team is the same thing that's going to carry us through the end of the season, I feel like. So I haven't seen any reason to worry. To be concerned. And, I think if you look at, in general what we've done throughout the playoffs, it's been pretty spectacular aside from, getting in a few wrecks and having, some things happen to us. We've undoubtedly stepped up our performance when the playoffs started, and that's what you have to do. So I'm not worried at all. I think the guys are working hard and as fired up as they've ever been. Obviously it's not the greatest situation for a lot of them to be in, but I think they're doing a great job of being professional and keeping their heads down and just trying to do what got us here.
Go to Dustin and then Claire.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. A couple things. Martin, first of all, is the first half of these playoffs had a roval, had a new short track. The schedule was a little bit different. After this weekend, it's like what it's been the last few years. Three of the last five are mile-and-a-half tracks. How much does that change the complexion? I know you've been really strong the first half and haven't had all the results. How much does that – you feel more confident about the second half of the playoffs with the schedule kind of going back to a sense of normalcy, I guess?
I generally feel really good, just wherever we go as a team, you know, that we can compete at a high level, we can challenge for wins. So, you know, I wouldn't really say that my outlook changes much at all. You know, I think we generally approach each race as its own. We take it 1 week at a time, and that's really all you can do. You know, you could really go to any track and have trouble if things don't go your way. So, I don't think there's any change in our approach from what we normally do. Martinsville's, you know, certainly a tough short track, but we're confident that we can go there and run well. You know, there's no guarantee, no matter how good you run at any track, that you're going to finish well, as we've shown throughout the playoffs this year. So, yeah, I'm confident in our team, and we'll go out there and try to get the job done and see what happens.
Claire?
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Well, I was thinking, you know, you're part of the big three. You're a pretty nice guy in the garage. Drivers like you pretty well. You're, though, at Furniture Row Racing. You don't have a lot of straight teammates there. How many friends do you have, and how do you look at the Toyotas hanging together, mm-hmm. you hanging with, you know, your teammates across the way? I mean, how does it all look for you?
That's a good question. You know, I think, you know, certainly if you go by strength and numbers, I think Ford is the manufacturer here that's going to be tough to handle. You know, they've really caught on to doing things together. You know, I think we set the standard at the Toyota camp a few years ago of working together and, you know, at the restrictor plate races, being able to take advantage of that. Now we're outnumbered by quite a large margin. So that definitely changes things. But at the end of the day with these races, when it comes down to the end, every man is out there to win. It's every man for himself. There's no more teammates. There's no more alliances. There's no more anything when it comes down to winning. Now, putting yourself in position to have a good day is a different story. But, you know, I think for us, you know, we already have a game plan, and we'll try to execute that and see where it all falls tomorrow.
But you don't feel like a lone wolf because? No,
not at all. No, absolutely not. You know, again, there's the team thing and the manufacturer's thing. It only goes so far in these races, you know, and then it's, you know, when it really comes down to crunch time, it's every man for himself.
Reed?
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Aside from Jimmy's 5 in a row, no driver's gone back-to-back in championships for 20 years. How cool would that be for you, particularly in Furniture Row's last year?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. You know, I mean, obviously that's our goal right now. It's definitely, it's going to be a challenge. I think we're up to it. You know, I feel like we're as good or better, you know, than we were last year. And, you know, we'll just have to see. There's so many things that have to go your way. And, you know, if we could just shake the bad luck and shake the fact that we seem to get in bad positions here lately, we'll have a shot at it.
Any final questions for Martin? Oh, we'll go to Kenny.
Trouble. I don't see any sparks. You're doing okay.
All right, Dustin.
I've never seen Dustin move that fast. How much is that computer worth?
He'll get electrocuted. Uh-huh. The winning at on a restrictor plate track, how big a deal is that? What does that mean to a driver? To say, you know, I won at Daytona, I won at Talladega.
I don't know. I haven't done it. you know, I won both here. You know, it's crazy. I used to come here, you know, back in the Busch Series days. The first three times I raced here, I won. I won at Daytona in the July race. And, you know, I felt like it wasn't really that difficult. And clearly all the stars and moons had lined up for those races for me because, you know, I haven't been able to kind of reproduce that in the Cup Series. You know, I would say for me it'd be a huge deal just because it's one of the styles of racing I haven't won at yet in this series. And it's something that I've really worked on and I've tried hard to get better at. We've tried hard as a team as well to get better at it. It just hasn't been in the cards for us yet. So I think for me it'd be a huge deal. You want to be a guy that can win anywhere. You want to be a guy that, you know, the competitors look at you each and every week, no matter what the track is, that, you know, here's a guy we're going to have to beat. And so from that aspect of it, it would be a big deal for me.
Tyler
Burnett, Motor Racing Network. All right. Hey. Next week, y'all go to Kansas. It seems like Kansas has had implications on the playoff, you know, the past couple years. even though Talladega has talked about like a wild card, why does it seem that Kansas has either played a big factor in the playoffs, and why do you feel like you're so good there?
You know, I'm not sure about why it's played a big part. I mean, you know, like I said earlier, there, every single track we go to has potential to shake things up, has potential for big things to happen. You know, you look at restarts today and how crazy they are, and how everybody, you know, just tries to get every single thing they can get on restarts. That's really, I think, what's changed the game in the last, you know, whatever, 10, you know, 8 or 10 years or whatever since we've been doing double file restarts. And, you know, Kansas is just a fast track with a lot of options groove-wise, and we can, you know, spread out and run all over, and that has potential to cause problems. I think that's kind of what we've seen there in the past is, you know, we've seen some pretty big wrecks on restarts because of the fact that you can run basically three wide, maybe even four if you can find a hole to get in. So definitely a racy track and a really fun place to race. As far as why we've been good there over the years, you know, I'm not sure. It's just it's a place I really feel comfortable at. Have had chances to win multiple races there over the years, you know, with different teams even. You know, it was one of the places I was successful at before Furniture Row. And, you know, so for whatever reason, that just points towards my driving style, my comfort level, what I like in my race car. Just seems to work out well there.
Any final questions for Martin? All right. Thanks so much, Martin.
Thank
you. Good luck tomorrow.